that's why I learned how to drive it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Mm-hmm. After you drive it for a while, did you have to change? Did you have to keep it up just the way you do today, or how? Where did you get gas?
They had these pumped in, you know, you get gas, and when they had one there, you know, you used to do this, you know.
Hand pump.
Right.
How about the oil? Did you have change that, or?
Well, they didn't change as much as do now. No, they didn't do no much change at all. Mm-hmm. Well, gas about 2 bits then, you know.
I see. The bargain, huh?
Yeah. That's right. Some of them, you know, in old team, all good coal oil them.
They burn coal, huh?
And burn one all day, well. Uh-huh. Sure did.
Now we gotta bring those back.
That's right. That's true. That's right. But it sure did.
After when they started to fix up the roads, would you tell me how the roads changed?
Yes, sir. You take 45 down here. The first time I remember, I worked a lot on the road when they fixing them up, putting gravel on them.
Oh, did you?
And a lot of them were gravel with wagon. Go to the gravel pit, you know, and get on there and load that wagon with shell. Mm-hmm. And bring it out and then carry it to the dump. Dump it on the road, you know. They had the wagon in the bottom of the wagon bed, I'd call it. They had some 2x4s and this trim at each end, back behind, man. And the end gates in the wagon, you know, on each end. And you could just take the end gates out and get them poles and slide them back, the gravel fall down on the ground right under the wagon.
I see.
Mm-hmm. That wagon unloaded, drive up, fix his bed, and go back to the pit. Somebody else get up there, you know, do them the same way.
Did you have a scraper or something to smooth the, how did you get the gravel over the road then?
Well, I tell you what, when I was on, they had a fellow by the name of Hook and Jack Jewett. He's cutting those gravel, called cutting gravel with a shell. When those gravel put on that, he cut it right behind the wagon with them shell.
I see.
That's where they got them over the road at that time. You didn't have no machine like you got now.
Mm-hmm. Be a lot of hard work.
It is work. Well, you also went in the pit, in the gravel pit, and loaded them on the wagon with a shell.
The day's work.
It's a work, I can tell you. When you have gravel all day long, you know, it's working. Mm-hmm. Well, I've done it many days.
I see.
No deal.
After when you had gravel roads, then what was the next kind of road?
It's called pavement, I'd call it. Blacktop, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Pavement, I think.
Was that concrete?
Yes, concrete.
I see. And what did you call a road that would run from the public road to the house? Say your house was way back, what was that road that would?
I'd call it a little branch road.
Branch road.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You ever, what's a lane? Did you ever hear anybody call anything a
yes,
lane?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's a lane?
Well, some of them call it a lane when you go up through to your house, you know, off the road, so go up through that lane there.
I see. And you said that when you get stuck in the mud with the T-model, how'd you get out?
Well, I tell you, they're so light, if a man got stuck, I see two fellas, one that picked one up in front and sat down there.
I see.
So did.
I see. Just,
that's right.
Push it, or did you ever have to get mules to pull it out? Or?
No, it's not like it do now. I never had to get a mule to get them out. They didn't even stall regularly, I'll tell you that now. You could pull them up to the action there.